Good morning, everybody. This is Alice, and this is Protect Your Glow, the podcast. You know, for the past 3 weeks, I've been trying to, I was thinking about this moment in time, this moment in history, just trying to find a way to convey my thoughts to you guys, my loyal listeners. Thank you so much. And so this is what I came up with today. You know, I woke up real early, did some cleaning, and then I sat down and I was like, okay, let me get this over with. Let me just get out what's in my head. And I'm also trying to get ready to do online church, so this will be a very quick podcast. So these past few weeks for me, as many of you has also seen, it's been surreal to see and hear the reports of thousands of people all across the globe that is dying from this invisible enemy, as the news media and our government likes to call it. At first, I was confused, trying to figure out, like, what is going on? First China, now the U.S., and now the whole world? So in order to combat the fears that crept up, I started reading and reading and reading everything I could find online. Maya's recording me. Stop doing it. Thank you. Everything I could find online to help me make sense of this unexpected visitor. But the more I read, the more stressed I became. I was even up one night at 2 a.m. reading this freaking news. 2 a.m., people. 2 a.m. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? So, excuse me. So then I had to become my own life coach and therapist all at the same time. I started talking to myself. And I know I'm not the only person on planet Earth that does that. So I began to say, okay, Alice. Excuse me. I was like, okay, Alice, wait a minute. You are doing too much. Too much. My throat started hurting me last week. And all of a sudden, I started thinking, oh, Lord, do I have it too? You know, I started to freak out. And so I've been washing my hands way before it became a trend. So I don't know why I was freaking out, but I was, you know. Put some stuff in your head that ain't supposed to be there. Excuse me. I'm recording this video and I'm choking. I don't know why. My husband looking at me weird. I'm okay. People gonna think I got something. I'm good. All right. I'm good. All right. Then I had to become my own life coach and therapist. Oh, I already told y'all that. You see what happens when I lost track? Okay. So, for me, more information does not always equate to more understanding. So I was like, you know what, Alice, just stop trying to figure out what God is trying to do. Just stop, Alice, stop. So this plague sort of reminds me what my Bible says about Moses going to Egypt and Pharaoh not taking what God told Moses to say very seriously. Y'all know the rest, right? Y'all know how it goes. Y'all know how it goes. If I pause, pardon me, I'm just checking to make sure I'm still recording. Okay, so God sent about 10 plagues to show Pharaoh who is really in charge. Blood, frogs, lice, flies, livestock. He sent boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the death of the firstborn. So for me, it seems like we have a plague on our hands, right? I mean, maybe not in those exact way, but it seems like it. Maybe God was just tired of the hating, the beefing, the foolishness of it all. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just stating my opinion. After all, God is a God of order. So instead of looking at all the things that is going wrong right now in your life, this pandemic has forced me to keep my focus on all the things that are going right. I still got my family. Yes. Oh, Naya is my director. Okay, sorry. I still got my family. Yet so many people across the globe are mourning the loss of their babies, their grandparents, their parents, and loved ones. I still got my health. I'm drinking my turmeric tea, taking my vitamin C. I'm working out, and I completely changed my diet to incorporate more proteins and carbs. I value my body. I've always have, but now more than ever, right? As some of you may or may not know, my weight loss journey has been up and down. But I won't quit until I love the body that I see in the mirror. That's what this pandemic is really teaching me, how to be more healthy, take care of myself, you know? No more excuses for me. And plus, I was getting tired of my own silly excuses of why it took me more than 12 years to shed 45 pounds I've been carrying around. I mean, my kids are 12 and 7. Like, what's really my excuse, right? Enough is enough. Okay, you know what? I digress. So being home with my children and my husband has given me a new appreciation for their presence. I've always loved hanging out with my family. Now, of course, I'm missing my nieces and nephews, but you know what? I'll see them real soon. I believe that. I'm going to FaceTime them. So FaceTime's going to be our new normal. I was thinking, we as a nation, we're so busy working, hustling, right? So busy probably, we were so busy that we probably didn't even have enough time to catch our breaths. Maybe God was tired of trying to fight for our love and our affection and attention. Just maybe now we can spend a little more time in his presence. I'm not a theologian or preacher, so I won't get into why a loving God would cause such a catastrophic pandemic. After all, he is God and I am not. I do know this. Nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. So for some of us, we'll come out of this thing with new skills, new talents, and even new or more money. But for some of us, this will be a time of grieving, a loss of thousands of dollars, sickness, and depression. The glass is either half full or half empty. I hope you choose gratitude today. I hope you choose gratitude. Because guess what? You have gone through worse situations before. You have lost before. You have overcome before. We will get through this. We're all in this together. Because pain does not discriminate. It favors neither the power nor weakness. It will drive with you in your Mercedes or your hoopty. It will hide in the crevice of your penthouse or your shack. It will go to work with you as you sit in the corner office or in the janitorial department. It will sit with you on your G9, economy, or business flight. So just hang on, okay? Just hang on. We've been through worse. We will get through this. And I know you've heard it thousands and thousands of times, but it's true. You can either use this opportunity of this stillness to get closer to God, to do that thing you've always wanted to do, to learn that skill you've always wanted to learn, to work out, get a new body out of this, you know what I'm saying? Don't let this be in vain. Don't let this stay be in vain. And some of you are probably in pain right now or in shock or have anxiety, but we have to understand God created this earth and he allowed us to live in it. So we don't have any control of what happens or what does not happen. But what we can control are the thoughts that we put in our minds. What we can't control is how we dissect this thing, you know? We've been through worse. We'll get through this. Hang on. God bless y'all. Have a good day.